India AI picks IIT Bombay, Tech Mahindra, Fractal, among others, for new sovereign AI models.
Nikhil Kamath leads Infra.Markets Rs. 730 crore round.
Gamescraft crisis deepens as over 120 employees get laid off.
Meiti orders takedown of over 3,000 apps from Google Play Store in April to May 2025.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. Let's kick off the episode with an important update on India's AI ambitions. Now, as part of the India AI mission, the government today said that it has selected 8 new players to develop foundational large language models, or LLMs.
That's right, Chandra. And we have the players here. First is Avatar AI, IIT Bombay Consortium, which is developed Bharat Gen. Fractal Analytics Limited is also selected. Tech Mahindra, Zaintech iTech Innovations, Genloop Intelligence Private Limited, NeuroDX, which is Intelli Health, and Shoth AI is also being selected. Now, the notable ones that stood out for me are Fractal, Tech Mahindra, and IIT Bombay.
Yes, Bhavya, these three names stood out the most. I think, you know, we'll have to find out what these other companies are doing and track them closely going forward. But the LLM that's going to be developed by IIT Bombay is going to have 1 trillion parameters. And for this proposed LLM, the India AI mission has allocated financial assistance of nearly 1,000 crore, 988.6 crore to be precise.
That's right. But just a bit of a background here, 8 new models in addition to the 4 by Sarvam, Jnani, Socket and Gun AI, which are announced before. Now, the Indian government will also have to empanel more GPUs in light of 8 new models coming in. So far, it has procured 40,000 GPUs.
Right. So the approach, Bhavya, seems to be multiple small language models focused on specific industries and use cases like agriculture, logistics, weather conditions, and transportations. So I think the government wants to incentivize as many models as possible compared to, say, the US or China, which have these humongous, giant, cash-guzzling models.
That's true. Apart from LLMs, the India AI mission will also set up over 500 data labs nationwide, and the AI framework launched within 10 days, according to IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Moving away from AI to funding, and this time it's another IPO-bound company, Infra.Market. The construction material solutions firm has raised about 730 crore rupees in fresh funding. Guess what? The round was led by Zerodha founder Nikhil Kamath's NK Squared family office, contributing nearly 200 crore rupees, with 250 crore coming from founders Shovik Sengupta and Aditya Sharda, and 280 crores from existing investors, valuing the company to about 24,600 crore rupees.
Wow, that's a fairly important round before their IPO. Now, we learned that this is likely to be Infra.Market's final private funding round because they plan to file their IPO papers or DRHP with the market regulator within weeks, with an IPO expected later this year. So why are they raising this money now? Well, beyond bolstering liquidity ahead of the IPO, the round is also intended to increase the founder's stake in the company. And this round will take it to nearly 30%, classifying them as promoters. And both founders, we understand, have raised finance to inject capital in this round.
All right, moving on. Looks like the spate of bad news continues for Gamescraft. The real money gaming company is laying off about 120 employees across various teams and functions as part of a company-wide restructuring, becoming the latest casualty of the Indian government's blanket ban on real money games.
Now, Bhavya, this move also comes at a time when the company is embroiled in a scandal. Money Control reported a few days ago that its former CFO, Ramesh Prabhu, who has allegedly siphoned off funds amounting to 270 crore rupees over 5 years. And guess what? The money that the CFO funneled was used for F&O trading, where he incurred losses to the tune of 250 crores when police complaint has been filed in this regard, and compound that with the real money gaming ban, and the future is looking pretty bleak for now for Gamescraft. We'll have to see what they do going forward.
And a final story for the day is on the Indian government, which issued 3 takedown orders to Google between April 29th and May 15, 2025, directing the removal of over 3,000 apps from the Google Play Store. Now, the disclosures were briefly visible on the Lumen database in August before being taken down.
So what kind of apps were targeted? It covered a wide range of apps, including VPN services, Islamic religious apps, streaming platforms, language tools, AI-powered generators, and even utility applications such as calculators and wallpapers. Bhavya, maybe there is an Operation Sindoor connection in all this, right?
Yes, Chandra. In fact, a Money Control analysis found that a significant number of these apps originated from Pakistan alongside others traced to developers in different regions. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.